Oh boy, says we're going live, and live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live after Aaron Rodgers speaks with the media for the first time since the selection of Jordan Love. Aaron, the ultimate professional, talking about his surprise and how he was not thrilled with the pick, going on to explain that he was hoping for a new weapon to help put them over the top, somewhat. I thought his answers were pretty down the straight and narrow, what we probably expected coming in. It's always good to hear from the man himself, though, no doubt about it. Rodgers doesn't hate Jordan Love. If anything, he empathizes with the dude. Daniel, I 1,000% agree. There's no question about that, and I think he made that pretty clear during that conference call. As he said, I found the interesting turn of phrase, it's not his fault, he's not to blame. But yeah, you know, Jordan Love just wanted to be drafted. He had no idea where he was going to go. He ended up in Green Bay, and now he gets to live this reality for the next number of years, where everyone looks at Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and tries to determine the way forward. And that's his new reality. Was that your Zoom call echoing? No, it was not. I was not on Zoom. I was on FaceTime, but some motherfuckers don't know how to use any kind of technology. That is very clear. Who is he throwing with? That's a great question. I'm sure he'll try and keep that under wraps. More likely than not, it's whoever the group is at the facility that is, I think it's Athletes First. They all work. Jordan Love works out there, but there's a ton of NFL guys that work out at the same spot out in California. I have little doubt that one or two of those guys are receivers and Aaron's probably throwing with them. Nags, if you were the GM, is Veldheer on the roster right now, and who else would you have look to sign, re-sign? Well, I think it's, you know, been pretty well stated at this point throughout the offseason. I, yes, 100% would have brought Veldheer back, but I do understand the thinking that he is, you know, he's an older guy who was retired and dealt with injuries in the latter part of his years, and I do not doubt that there's a good chance that he was asking for maybe a little bit more money than the Packers were willing to offer, seeing as during the combine, the reports came out that he was talking to a few teams. But, you know, as far as who I would assign, Taylor Gabriel would have made sense to me. Snacks Harrison would have made sense to me, but I don't make those calls. Brian Gutekunst does, and he has gone another direction, decidedly. Tim, thanks for the super chat. I can't wait until they're back in Green Bay so I don't have to hear stupid music or people's phone when I'm trying to watch a press conference. Well, Tim, but then I can't participate. So as frustrating as that is, I kind of love it, because I get to ask some questions. Because Lord knows, if I hear another talk about the workouts, talk about the Zoom meetings, blah, blah, come on. Let's get to some real questions. What did I think of Andy Herman's piece on the COVID cap casualties? Have to think some teams will trim now to avoid surprise and struggle next year with the cap. I think that's a lot of projection. I get it. I totally understand the thinking behind it. But I think, wow, in an environment that we're in at the moment where things change pretty much daily, if not hourly, man, I'm not comfortable making any kind of projection as far as what teams are going to do to manage their rosters due to COVID-19. Jitsu, thanks for the super chat. Two takeaways. Rodgers is a consummate professional and he is excited to continue working with Alan Lazard. Thanks for everything. Appreciate you. I appreciate you and I appreciate this super chat. And I very much agree. He was an absolute professional and answered things, like I said, pretty much as expected. And I do very much agree that I think he loves Alan Lazard, and I think he can barely contain it. Prehistoric facts. Thanks for the super chat. Rodgers is a pro. He will be a teacher to Love. I tend to agree. I think he, you know, did hit on the point that he has had good relationships with all of his backups throughout the years. Of course, none of those guys were drafted to take over from him. Jordan Love most certainly was. So that certainly puts a different spin on things. But for the most part, I've said this. I said it all offseason, even prior to the draft. I said, if they draft a quarterback, I got asked this a lot on the radio, if they draft a quarterback, how do you think Aaron Rodgers would respond? And I said then, and I say now, I think he will be the exact opposite of what Brett was to him. I don't think there's any doubt there. Oh, boy, here we go. It disgusts me. It disgusts you. It disgusts me how sports media has twisted Aaron Rodgers' quotes. Case in point, Mike Florio putting out bullshit. What do you expect from a pig but a grunt? Look, we all know how Mike Florio is going to play this. from now until the move gets made to go to Jordan Love. What kind of makes me laugh is how people get so worked up about it. Mike is Mike. We all know his game plan. And much like a power running team who just marches it down the field while shoving the ball down your throat, Packers fans rise to the bait every single time. Just ignore it. You give him the power. Take that power away. Ignore the bullshit. Jesse, thanks for the super chat. This almost felt like a Packers State of the Union address. I, for one, look forward to Rodgers' love relationship, and I cannot wait for this season. I very much agree. And I think, you know, that's the weight of being the face of the franchise, right? Your words carry weight. People want to know what you're thinking, not only about the draft, but about the receiving group and how things are going to play out this year, whether they should play football or not. And I found his answers on that very, very intriguing. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think he's going to be I think he's going to be a very good mentor to Jordan Love, and I am very excited to get the season underway. No doubt about it. Matt, thank you. Great question about the Rodgers doc. Been curious about that, too. He seemed to tiptoe around it. Yes, he did. Did he not? I didn't want to shoehorn Brett into it too much, but I was going to ask, you know, you did just talk to Brett. Is there more footage? Yeah, did you bring or did you record that Zoom call, you know, to add to the documentary? Is this a life of Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career while transitioning to Jordan Love / the heir apparent type documentary? But I knew he would not respond too well to that kind of question, so I tried to leave it open. You think part of stopping the run is to run the ball on offense, more so other teams can just control the clock. Instead, we do the bullying. I do think there's an element of wanting to run the football more and more effectively. Now, when I say more, it's hard to think, you know, they were up there when it comes to percentage-wise, calls, run plays. Can't really say calls because who knows what Aaron's doing at the line of scrimmage. But I do think they want to run the ball more effectively. And I hear you in the sense that if you're able to do so and control the clock, you can kind of take that ability away from the opponent if you're scoring points. You know, if you keep the game close, if you're running the ball but then having to punt, well, that's not really doing much. You know, that's just, you know, but I understand what you're saying, I think, and I somewhat agree. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I missed the talk. Anything exciting? Did he say whether he's going to give Love a swirly or just a series of wet willies? Yes, there will be daily beatings, is what he said. No, he said he, you know, had a lovely chat with Jordan, and that's about it. And that it's not his fault that he got drafted. Do you ever watch the McAfee and Hawk show? They've had Clay, Aaron, and TJ Lang all recently. I do watch it. Usually when there's a Packer-related thing going on, I don't watch it daily. I'm not a devout viewer. But, yeah, I think they do a great job. I'm really glad that AJ caught on with Pat because I think, you know, it was pretty clear later in his playing career, that AJ Hawk wanted to transition into something to do with media. And I think this is a perfect avenue for him. Stefan, thank you for the super chat. Now to something important. Congrats on to the Crosby family. Amazing news. Go Pack Go from Austria. It is pretty amazing news. Out of the woods is the word from the Crosby family, which is pretty fantastic. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Here's $1 for each of the you knows we're going to hear from Matt LaFleur in 30 minutes. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to tell him you said that. That's pretty great. Thank you, Josh. Rodgers is salty. He's always been salty. When has he not been salty? It's always salty. Salty has produced 2 MVPs and a Super Bowl championship. I'll take salty. Taylor Gabriel, 1 year, $1 million. I'm all in, man. I've been saying. Talk to Brian. He's not returning my calls. Brandy, hi. Do you see the Packers planning for an event like coronavirus in the future? Not having a place for Rodgers to throw is ridiculous. Maybe national gym memberships. Well, Brandy, it's hardly ridiculous. It's no different than any other offseason. I mean, guys find spots to work out. And it's not the Packers' fault that a once-in-a-100-year event landed on the country. I mean, this is 1,000,000,000% not the Packers' responsibility. Popeye's beef! Thank you for the super chat. As a fan, do you still get excited about asking the Packers leaders questions, or as a professional, do you try not to let that shine through? Thanks for all you do. Thank you for the super chat. It's very generous. And it is a very weird existence, I will say, because yes, it is impossible not to get excited about the fact that I do get to ask Aaron Rodgers a couple of questions, or Matt LaFleur a couple of questions, or Brian Gutekunst. There is no time, even when I was on the beat and I wasn't a fan, at no time have I been able to just completely shut that off. Now, there was a couple of people on Twitter asking me, you didn't reference the call me tweet, you know, that I went on and on with, and then Rodgers responded to, blah, blah, blah. That's not the time and place. I try to be as professional as possible when I'm in a professional environment, which those calls are supposed to be. You would never know it from some of the music and the phone sounds, but try to be a professional when it's time to be a professional. But when I'm on Twitter, on my own Twitter account, I'm going to have a little fun. You know, if I see Aaron in the locker room, believe it or not, we have shared a joke or two. So, yeah, that's one area. But when I'm in a professional environment, I try to be professional. That said, yeah, there's still something inside me going, no doubt about it. Chris, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Steve, thank you for the super chat. October, new offensive series. Onto the field comes Rodgers, Adams, Lazard, Jones, Dylan, Sternberger. Good luck, D. All in on 2020. That's the attitude I'm talking about it. Get on board, people. Steve's got the right idea. Tons of weapons, tons of multiplicity, tons of ways to hurt you. Green Bay Packers offense in 2020. Timothy, thank you for the reminder. Hit like. Hit subscribe, people. Tell your friends. Tell your families. GSAT TV, we're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. you guys are funny. The food store that you're all mentioning at the moment in the comment section no longer sponsors this segment, so you can shop anywhere you want. Brandy, Lacy needed structure in the offseason. Do you see anyone on the roster that might benefit from structure? That is an excellent point, and you do wonder who Rodgers was referring to when he did talk about how this time of year and or offseason, especially given the circumstance, the guys who are self-starters are probably going to be in a better spot come whenever these restrictions are lifted. I don't know offhand who he might be referring to or who on the team might fit that mold. I didn't know about Eddie Lacy until Eddie Lacy kind of fell off the cliff, right? But undoubtedly, if you get 90 individuals together, not every single one of them is going to be a self-motivated self-starter. That's just the laws of nature. So I do not doubt that there will be some guys in need of a little kick in the ass when things rev up again. Robert, thanks for the super chat. How do you think Petten will respond to the Bears' tight 210 tight end sets given our struggles covering tight ends last year? I mean, clearly it's going to be Nick Foles and 10 tight ends at all times when they play the Packers. Chris, thanks for another super chat, buddy. Packers 22-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. Easy money. I'm all in on that, AJ. Hello. Take one or two more. Your last dance question, were you trying to open the door to the whole build rebuild when Jordan was in his prime, much like the Packers today? No, John, I was, though. I didn't want to quote it verbatim, and I didn't want to get too specific because I did want to leave open however he felt about it because he's the reason we're there. What I was referring to in the sense of the championship mindset and Jordan's kind of, it's the one time that we've seen so through the episodes that have aired where Jordan got really emotional and said it was time to break when he was talking about, if you don't want to play that way, don't play that way, but this is what it costs. And I did wonder if that resonated with Aaron. He touched on it a little bit, but he definitely took the opportunity to talk about how he knows Michael Jordan, which shit, so would I. And to opine that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time, of which I very much concur. But yeah, I was trying to get to the leadership aspect. But yeah, what you're talking about is definitely valid. And it would have been interesting if he had made that kind of connection as far as the rebuild, the Jerry Krause part of it. Although, you know, with Krause, Jordan and Krause have been together forever and been dealing with each other forever. Whereas with Aaron, he's having to deal with Brian Gutekunst, who's obviously trying to build his own team after Ted. So it's a little different. Although he's worked with Brian, he's been in the building, blah, blah, blah. It's a little bit different dynamic. Call me an optimist for winning the Super Bowl next season. Nothing wrong with being optimistic. Why sit here on May, whatever it is, and be pessimistic? What the hell good does that do? Man, I'm with you. Super Bowl or bust. All right, guys, I got to jump. I got to do a bunch more stuff. I'll be back after Matt LaFleur talks. So we'll have another chat. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody. Go Pack, go. Hit like, hit subscribe. I'll talk to you guys soon.